Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, we're changing the format here at God's direction. If this broadcast, any time or other, this ministry have helped you grow spiritually, we want to hear from you. We want your testimony. Praise God, kcm.org/BVOVstory. I love it. Whoa, I love to hear it. Like the woman on the radio that, well, back in the radio days, and I have two testimonies upon her. And she said they came in and told her, you're going to die. And I said on the radio, you're not sick and you're not going to die. I thought, whoa, what about that? She said, I'm not. Well, to make a long story short, we heard from her. She sent somebody out to get her a Bible, and then they paid off her husband's truck, and they all went into ministry. Now, there's a small Americanized hotel in Ukraine, and we flew the Lockheed Jetstar there back in the day. And Constantine, young man that spoke Russian, they said, well, get in there, you know, before 4 o'clock in the afternoon because the controllers will be drunk. So we did. And he's up front trying to translate the, you know, Russian into English is the international language. They spoke Russian some and English some. Anyway, we got in there, little Americanized hotel, and we filled it up. And I was looking around and I just looked up and it's just a little small road there. I just, you know, they were doing the lugging and I just looked up. And here are two men right there. I mean, as close as from almost from me to you. I looked up, there's two men there. One of them smoking a cigarette and the other had a drink. And there was my picture preaching in Russian in Ukraine. Yeah, I've been there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. We praise you and we honor you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to be teaching this morning out of Greg in my book, God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction. So, the open to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Now, El, God, Shaddai, referring to a woman's breast or a nurse, and the God that's more than enough. Now, I refer to Gloria. She was, when Kelly was born, she was her food. She was Gloria Shaddai. She really was. John was born. He's here this morning. She was everything to him. And because she was his food, she was his nourishment, she gave birth to them. Now, notice this. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, think about this. He fell on his face in God's presence. As for me, he didn't have to do it. I've chosen you. What are you going to do, buddy? As for me, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name be any more called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Hashem, the name, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, the name above every name that's named in the middle of this man's name. Now think about it. He's 100 years old and he's going around saying, I'm the father of many nations. How you gonna do that? God, the covenant, and the contradiction. That was the contradiction. Uh-huh. He's 100 years old. But the great part of it is he never did try to reconcile it. He just believed it and took the heat for saying he's the father of many nations. I'm my own God. Amen. But notice this. Neither shall your name be called, but Abraham, I will make you, he had the authority. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and your seed after you and their generation for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to the seed after. Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Oh, as for me, he didn't have to do it. He could have said, remember what the priest said? How am I going to know this? I'm an old man. And his name's going to be John. He didn't believe that angel. But this wasn't an angel, this is God. That's big. There's a difference. Now, let's talk about the name change. And you've heard me say this before, but many of you in the television audience may not have thought about this. That's the first covenant name change recorded. Now, in here, Gloria Jean Neese became Gloria Jean Copeland on April the 13th, 1962, about 8 o'clock in the evening. She still is. And I asked her to marry me on the first date, as many of you know, because she's so beautiful, and I thought, it's just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. And I it just started. So I walked up on her dad's porch. I said, Gloria, will you marry me? Okay. What? She walked in the house and said, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. A couple of days ago at the time of this, 63 years, she's not out of it. Yeah. And we started this ministry together, as you know. So, now, that is so big. As for me. He picked Abram because he would teach his children. I want to remind you something. George Washington turned in his Bible right here. Opened his Bible right there. Now, class, this was back before people had middle names. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen until the Civil War because the Southerners wanted to be Billy Bob and you know, H-O-W-I-Z-E-M, how's your mama name, you know. That's where that came from. Billy Bob and Susie Jane, and that's where the middle names came from. So, George Washington opened his Bible right there. He had on a brand new brown suit. He was an elegant man, very tall, and taught himself how to survey. And so, he opened his Bible right there. Then he shocked everyone. He got on his knee and he kissed the Bible and he said, you'll be our God and we'll be your people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and George. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes? Don't ever forget that. That's the reason the devil's fought this nation and everybody else has fought it. But nobody's trying to get out of it. They're all trying to get in. Glory. So, the strangers from the covenants of promise without God. That's Ephesians 10. Well, we'll get over there later. Now, Romans 4, the great apostle Paul. You have to remember now, untold amount of time in Arabia. Obviously out there alone. Obviously praying in tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Because he said, he told Corinth, he said, I pray in tongues more than all of you put together. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and every time you read 1st and 2nd Corinthians at the book, from the book of Acts on in the letters, Christians say, well, I don't know who I am in him. Well, I didn't either. I didn't hear that until I heard Brother Hagin. But then you look up all of the in him, in whom scriptures. And whatever it says in him, that's what we are, and that's who we are. Just for the television, radio and television audience. Now then, verse 4. We just talked about Abraham, right? What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? We just went from, we just went from that name change.
Yes.
Hang on a second. You lived in this world without God, without hope, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far from God, but now you've been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. There is no stronger agreement than one that is based in blood. And there are still tribes and peoples of the earth today that still do it. The Native American people did it. The African people did it because of its close relationship. And we don't have time to, it's in the book, but we don't have the time here to go in and discuss all of those that, about Stanley and so forth and how he got into Africa. But it's all here if you get the book. You can still order it from us and Amazon and so forth. Now, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by the works, he hath whereof glory, but not before God. Not before God.
That's true.
No. Now, God said, I have made you the father of many nations. He had the authority to do that. Now, to him that works is reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that works not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be present in the body is to be absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And any man in Christ is a new creature. All right, I won't take time to turn that. You know as well as I do. Old things have passed away and all things are of God and all things made new. What passed away? That old sin nature. And I'll tell you my testimony again. I didn't know that. The night I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, for about 30 or 40 seconds, I couldn't shut my mouth and profanity was gone forever. And then I found out later I was a new creature. God, I'm scripturally illiterate. Glory to God. But now, you need to read all of these. We don't take time to do it here. Let's come on down. Verse 12, the father of circumcision to them that are not of circumcision only, but who walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being uncircumcised. That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. He had it before he was circumcised. Mm-hmm. Now, why the circumcision? He shed his blood. He shed his blood. Now, there's a key element there. And, well, I'll go ahead and touch on it now. God asked him to offer up Isaac. We'll see it in the book of Hebrews. And he's ready to do it. It's his only begotten son. And that angel said, stay or not. But he said, before he left, we're going up, the boy and I'll be back. The lad and I'll be back. But he's the father of many nations. He's going to kill him and watch him be raised from the dead. And the book of Hebrews said he received it in a figure. So he really meant to do this. Why did God do that? Because his covenant partner was willing to offer this miracle child born when he's 100 years old to offer him up on the sacrifice, knowing that his son was going to cry, my God, let this cup pass from me. Yeah. I can't. I can't, son. No. My covenant partner was willing. I have to turn my back on you. And you go over the 22nd Psalm, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? No, you don't get it. Read that 22nd Psalm that David wrote and so looked into the future. It's in the Amplified, the Classic Amplified, which we have if you want to order it from us. It's a KCP publication now. But it begins that way. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And ends with, it is finished. Now, what was that, class? He went into hell with what David had already written so that it was already written. He had a weapon. That's the way the book works. It had to be prophesied over here in the first covenant and to prophesy to get it in here in the second covenant, because once God got it in here, there wasn't any way the devil could get it out. It's here. The book of Micah. O Bethlehem Ephrathah. Jesus born in Bethlehem. David was born in Bethlehem. Okay. Are we ready? For the promise, what promise? That blood-backed promise. And you can find it in Galatians 3:14, but we won't go there right now. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not Abraham, heir of the world. I could show you that over in the first covenant, but I don't have time to do that. Or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness, the right standing of God of faith, believing it. Praise God. That's not holiness. It's just simply right standing with God. The old word is righteousness. But go to the Classic Amplified and it brackets and shows you these kind of things and gives you cross references to it. Because the law works wrath. And where no law is, there's no transgression. Right. Well, class, what does that mean? Cain murdered his brother. But it wasn't against the law. No way. Absolutely no possible way. Read it. It only talks about the two boys. It doesn't talk about the girls. So, where'd he get his wife? One of Abel's sisters. Well, Brother Cobra, hey, come on, class. There wasn't anybody else on earth. He couldn't go off to Canaan land. It wasn't any Canaan land. And I got to, and I actually saw this, the original couple. She had an apple in her hand. It was a fig. It wasn't an apple. They clothed themselves with fig leaves. You understand? And then that fig leaf that Jesus cursed paid the price for it.
Yes, it did.
And, but they had belly buttons. Yeah. I looked at that, and the man who was with me looked at it, looked over there at me and said, and the guy said, "Isn't this beautiful artwork?" I said, "Oh, yeah, mm-hmm." The guy don't own a Bible, well, that's for sure. But that, I pointed that out, and we bring this to the television, radio and television audience. People don't think about that. Well, you need to think about that. You need to know what's right from this book, not from what some artist does.
Come on, John.
And it was beautiful painting. I mean, whomever it was really good. They just needed a book like this one. So here it is. Because the law works wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, like Brother Hagin said, if the words therefore, see what it's there for. Therefore, it is of faith so that it might be by grace. It wasn't by grace so that it could be by faith. No, grace doesn't come on its own. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the blood-back promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Yeah! He's the father of us all, class. Oh, the father of us all. Thank you, Jesus. As it is written. That's the way the book works. It was already written in order to get it over here. As it is written, Genesis 17:5 is a cross reference. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. I have a little one there. Or like unto him, many, like unto God whom he believed, who quickens the dead. He makes alive the dead. And he calls,
yes, come on.
He speaks, he calls things that be not as though they already are. King James uses the word were. So, what do you do? I call my body well.
Yes.
I call my body pain free.
Yes.
Well, I have to go to where it's written.
Yes.
And I got to tell you this. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning. I just woke up wide awake. I said, glory to God. And I just got my Bible. And when it wasn't this one, I keep one right there next to my bed. Went all the way through all these healing scriptures and went back to bed. So now, all I have to do is thank and praise. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for. Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills, when you read that God promises you prosperity, common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, there's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God. covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God. And you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the covenant and the contradiction. Order your copy of God, the Covenant and the Contradiction by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens. The sinless blood of Jesus was necessary for man's redemption. Order your copy today for only £15 at kcm.org.uk/TV special. Outside the UK, call for postage. Gain revelation of the blood covenants in the Bible. Ebook also available. Contact your regional office today. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
I'm so really thrilled you joined us today. Partners, we're here for you. And listen now, 1 million partners in the United States before the end of this year. Hey, it's here. It's time. You're one in a million. Glory to God. And the BVOV broadcast is here to teach you the Word of God 7 days a week. Now, please send us your testimonies. Let us know how the broadcast is done for you. And that's what I'm interested in. The radio and television broadcast, wherever you are, let us know. And send me a testimony, kcm.org/BVOV story. Download the notes. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and this class reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.